That's a rock. That's a rock. I see it better now, brother. That's a nice rock. Amen. Is that real or somebody just photoshopped it? Is it? Good. Great. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Here we go. Can you say that with me? Come on. Here we go. Now we're in the message now. If you're new here at Fellowship, we put it on a big screen, ask you to talk a little bit with us. When you leave, you might learn something. Okay? Here we go. Timothy. The book of 1 Timothy. We call Timothy and Titus, these little books over here in the towards the end of the Bible, written by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we call them pastoral epistles. And Timothy, Paul's writing to Timothy, who's the pastor now at the church at Ephesus. And don't let that bore you. This was a real church, and now he was the pastor there. It was a great church, maybe the greatest church of all the churches. Well, he's struggling. Got some issues, I believe. Got some problems with people. And so Paul's been trying to encourage him in this book. That's the angle I've been taking, and I've been looking at it from this angle. That's the beauty of the Word of God. You can see it from different angles. It doesn't change the meaning. It just shows you the richness of His Word. Amen. So he's been talking to him. Now we're coming to the end, because we can't do this forever. Okay, here we go. So what is this about? It's about Timothy being encouraged, but don't just think that's about you being encouraged. And I've told you before, most pastors last less than 2 years now at their churches. Less than 2 years. 75% of students graduating from seminary, only 25% of them go into the ministry. Okay? So, if you've ever met a discouraged pastor, it's not uncommon whatsoever. Okay? We know how to put on a good face, but we're no different than you. We struggle too. Had the same problems. The pastor who taught me more than anything I ever learned was Pastor Wally Metz. And he used to say, he would say, I'm just a man. Angels don't come and cut my grass. And that's just who we are. We're no different. And some of you know my life and some of the struggles. I'm no different than you. Matter of fact, I relate. I now wear that as a badge of honor, to be honest with you, that I can relate to you and some of the pain and struggle you've gone through in your life. I think it gives us more ammo to build a better church and a bigger church and a stronger church than I had before. Do you hear me? Now, I don't like the ammo and I don't like the pain. But if going through pain, going through struggle, going through loss means I can better relate or better reach out to people, that's a blessing. Amen? Okay. So the point is, though, I think that helps me to not get discouraged, to be open. Are you listening or not? And some of you probably, I wish he'd quit airing his problems all the time. Well, that's sort of an outlet for me to keep healthy. Are you listening? So many don't, though. So many pastors are closed. I'm not trying to pick on preachers today. I'm just trying to say, and even we're like that. And you hear, like, what happened this week with Robin Williams. Oh, my gosh, how could that happen to him? He's so funny. Yeah, I didn't know that about him. I didn't know he was depressed. I didn't know he had all those problems. Because we can put up a wall. Amen. So Timothy was really hurting. Timothy was in bad shape. So here's Paul's last thing to him. Stick with it. You're not going to quit on me, son. And here's how he starts. There'll always be questions. Say that with me. There'll always be... If you wait in your life to get every question answered, you know, you're going to be smoking something, okay? All right, listen. There's always going to be questions. There's always going to be what? There's always going to be problems in your life. Are you going to quit? So many do quit on God. I'm not talking about just pastors. I'm talking about Christians. Ah, well, this happened. If God wouldn't have done this, I'd have been, well, you're talking like a drunk man. Stop it. There's always going to be mess. And answering all the questions won't what? You better dig deeper. You better have something else that's guiding you and that you're holding on to keep you from quitting. Amen. Come on, let's roll. So how can I stick with it? Now, Rod, you got to push me now. How can I stick with it? Even though it's hard work and even though I get what? How can I stick with it? How many have been hurt in your life? Let me see your hand. Okay. Boy, yeah. Some of you kids didn't raise your hand yet. It's coming. It's going to happen. Yeah. Boy, when you get hurt, don't you feel like quitting? Say. How many got hurt and you felt like quitting? Let's do another test. How many were hurt and you did quit for a while? See what I'm saying? Listen. How can I keep serving the Lord regardless of what happens in my life? That's a question I've had to face. And that's why we have messages like this, because this is the Lord working in my life over the years of my life. So, some scriptures for the gifts and calling of God are without what? Just because there's questions, just because there's problems, doesn't give you reason to what? Quit. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in who? Christ Jesus. Yeah, why do we need to press if it's not hard? Amen. Say. If life's just a rollover, no problem. But they got to press. It's like that rock sometimes that old Rod just got right there. That's a big old potato on your head, ain't it? Come on. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His what? Own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the what? Do we even think like that? That God has a purpose in my life, and that purpose was established before the world began, and I'm thinking about quitting on Him? Are you seriously kidding me? For such a time as this, when it's hard, I'm going to dig deep. Amen. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your what? Calling and election what? For if you do these things, you shall never what? You'll never fall. Underneath of the everlasting what, the Bible says? Arms. I'll never leave you nor what, the Bible says? Forsake you. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the what? The Bible says. Make your calling and election sure. Don't quit. Faithful is He that what? Who what? Also will what? How many of you made it through some hard mess? You didn't think you could do it, and you look back now, and you did make it through it, and you're amazed. You're amazed. You are amazed, aren't you? You're just amazed. Can we thank the Lord for that? Come on. I can't believe it. It's a good thing we don't know all the stuff, and we don't know what we're going to go through, because, man, we'd check out of here if we knew how hard it was going to be. But because He's with us, He doesn't leave us, we get through it, and on the other side, we go, wow, I can't believe that. Now give Him glory for it. Amen. And praise. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what? A living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your what? It's only reasonable for you to serve the Lord. It's only reasonable for you to stick with it. God's not asking more out of you than what you should give. You hearing me? Yeah, but so-and-so did such-and-such, or this pastor displeased me, or disappointed me, or whatever. I've heard so many stories in my life. And some of them are hard, man. You know, my husband cheated on me. My wife cheated on me. My this, my that. My kids were killed. You name it. What are you going to do? There's a little couple. They're up north right now. She's been ill. But they usually sit on the third row back right here when they're here in the winter. And both of their children burned to death in a house fire. And I can't ever forget when I look out there in the audience, I'll see them and they love me and they encourage me and they'll never know what a blessing they have been to me in my life. When I was struggling, when I didn't think I could go on, I could look at that couple. Are you kidding me? If they can make it, Clark can make it. Amen. There's another couple, sweet couple that come to our church. They visit us from another city. About an hour and a half, 2 hours to get here and be with us on a Sunday morning sometimes. And I don't see them here today. But their little boy, when he was 9 years old, was riding in the street right out in front of the house on a bike, and a bolt of lightning hit him. Killed their boy. They love me. They encourage me. they bless me? You don't know when you stick with it who you're blessing. No matter how hard it might be, we're not giving an out. I've given an out to stop serving the Lord. Are you hearing me today? It's our reasonable service. Say reasonable. One more time. One more time. Talk to yourself like that, because that's where the devil gets in. Yeah, you know, because he says, that's unreasonable. Well, it seems like that. But no, it's not unreasonable to keep serving the Lord. He's the only one that can help me through this mess. If you talk to this couple, if you talk to that couple that I just mentioned, they would tell you without Jesus Christ, they wouldn't be here today. He's their foundation. Don't leave Him. Stick with it. Let's keep going. We'll go to the Scriptures now, Raj. I know I gave a long intro. 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul, the old preacher, talking to the young preacher. But thou, O man of God, say that word with me, flee these things and what? Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, for until you are called and you professed a good profession before many witnesses. He's saying, stick with it, son. I give you charge in the sight of God who quickens all things. And before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate. You remember him, don't you? Right before Pilate, Jesus is standing before Pilate, going to be crucified. He's going to go to the cross. But he witnessed to what? You be like Jesus in the face of Pilate. No matter what you're struggling with, he's telling Timothy. That thou what? Keep this commandment without what? Spot. Unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Son, don't you quit on me. Are you hearing me today? Stick with it, man. How many ever had somebody tell you stick with it and you're glad they did? Good to see your hand. Man, I'm glad somebody got in my face. You ever had anybody get in your face? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's been my job in life, it seems, to get in people's face. But I'm going to tell you something. What we do here at Fellowship Church, oh my goodness. Just thinking about the Robin Williams and him taking his life this week. It just, and I think of this often. What we do here matters. Say that with me. What we do here. What we do here matters. To help people find Christ. To help people to get that foundation. To help people when hard times come, stick with it. You think that's important? To love on people who don't feel love when they come inside this room, they feel love. You think that's huge in some people's life? It's gigantic, guys. Think about that. Wow. So he says some things to Timothy. How do you stick with it, son? And I picked out words in his writing. Number one, if you're going to stick with it, flee. Say that word with me. Guys, I got a bad ear. Can you holler it? Oh, you're there. Flee! If you want to stick with it, flee. The word means to separate yourself from or distance yourself from. If you're going to stick with it, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, wherefore comes envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. He's having all kinds of problems with his church and these people. Prefers disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. Say that last part with me. From what? Withdraw what? Did you know sometimes if you're going to stick with it, you're going to have to flee somebody? Yeah. It's going to have to happen sometimes. What do you need to flee? Doting about questions. I'm not going to spend my time with somebody just keep that question. You know, questioning God, they just become such a drag and drain on me. I'm not going to put up with it. What I do matters, man. I got to stay with it. Amen? Say. Strifes of words. People want to get with you and just have strife in your life. And just, I don't have time to spend with people just doing that for over an evening. Y'all listening or not? Yes or no? Come over to my house. We'll just have strife together this evening. How about you stay home? I'll watch me a ball game. How about that? Envy. Envy. Want what other people have? I'm not going to spend my time. I'd rather spend my time being thankful for what I got. Railings. People want to rail on other people, hear bad things about folk. Listen, you better flee that mess. It's going to cause you to be shipwrecked. Evil surmisings, all kinds of words he uses here. Perverse what? Disputing. Timothy's got his hands full with folk. And they're about to drive him crazy. And Paul says, son, you just better flee. Not leave the ministry, not stop serving the Lord. Stop dealing with a lot of this mess you're dealing with. Supposing gain is godliness? Wow. Be careful. Flee that kind of thinking. Guys, listen to me. What if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? You think Robin Williams had enough? Anything he could buy, he could buy. Say, anything he wanted, he could buy. You think he had all that? Sure he did. And I'm not trying to pick on him by any means today. I'm just trying to say it's reality. Guys, we get on a kick where we're going to have this house. We've got to have this car. What has helped drive me away from materialism? And I'm still so materialistic, it ain't even funny. But has been my pain in my life. That's been a friend to me. Pain has been a friend to me to show me the real value as people. You listening? I was sick yesterday, and I saw some real value out of Kim. There's lots of value there. But I was sick, and without asking, she went to the store and made me a pot of homemade chicken noodle soup. Just because she loved me. I don't need a whole lot more than that. Y'all listening or not? Flee this kind of crazy mess. And by the way, if a lot of some people in your life are dragging you down, not all division is what? Bad. Not all division is bad. We're supposed to love them like Jesus loved them. Yet Jesus said, brush your shoes off and keep moving. Is that what he told the disciples? Dust off the feet. Is that what he said? People are not going to accept you. They're not going to accept your gospel, especially. They're going to argue with you about what you believe. Take those two shoes, dust them off, and go find somebody else. That's hard preaching, ain't it? Well, do you want to quit or not? You know, stay with it. Stand against for the sake of your own what? Sometimes you have to stand against certain things for the sake of your own calling. He's telling Timothy to stick with it. Have I lost you this morning or not? Hang in here, church. Come on. Stick with it. Number two, say that word loud. Number one was what? Number two is what? There we go. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and what? Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. You want to stick with it? Then follow some things. Righteousness. Follow righteousness, young man. That's personal integrity. Do the right thing. Godliness, that's a cheerful obedience. Be glad you get to do the right thing. That's something else I love about America. I live in America, and I am free to do the right thing. Some countries, you are not free to do the right thing. You live in a culture where you're forced to live contrary to the ways of God. And doing the right thing, you get persecuted for it. You're free here to do the right thing. Be faithful. Be dependable, man. You want to stick with it? These are things that will help you stick with it. Follow after these things that really matter. Love. Self-sacrifice. Follow the things that's really going to bring you incredible peace and happiness in your life. Patience. Follow patience. That's the word is endurance. To be able to endure. Follow meekness, man. Wouldn't you rather follow this than that strife and doting about questions? And wouldn't you rather flee that and follow this good stuff? Say. Meekness. That's strength under control. When other people are losing it, you don't have to. Amen. Come on. So stick with it. Number one was flee. Number two was follow. How do I stick with it? Number three, say it with me. Now can we be ugly and say it loud? Come on. One more time. One more time. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do that if you're going to stick with it. I got all kinds of thoughts running through my head up here about what you might be going through. What's your stick with it situation? It's probably going to require some of that right there. Some fight. Amen? Fight the what? Good of what? See, that's a good fight to fight. The good fight of faith. That's a good fight to fight. Now, picking a fight with stuff like doting questions and stripes and railings and, oh, whatever, that's not a good fight to pick. Flee that and say, forget about it. But fight this good fight right there. Lay hold on eternal life whereunto you're called. And you have professed a good profession before many witnesses. You've done this in the past, he's telling Timothy, and you can do it again. You keep fighting a good fight. Son, I did not have you go pastor that church at Ephesus because I thought you were a loser. You're called. We laid hands on you. All of us ministers got together. The Bible says about Timothy, laid hands on you. We anointed you, appointed you. You can do this job. Do not quit. Fight. The idea is to actually say it with me. Say it with me. A lot of times people quit on God. Why? They say, well, I did it in the past. Or, you know, it's just gotten so hard. That's not the word fight. The word fighting is keep punching. Keep punching. Keep punching. And when you punch, ain't there kick. Okay? If you can't kick, poke. If that wears out, spit. I'd rather punch and kick and poke and spit than quit. Amen. Say, do what you got to do. Don't quit. Come on. Anybody can quit. Why would I quit when I can still hit you? Come on. Right? Say. Fight. It's used of both an athlete and a soldier. And it's where we get our English word. Say it with me. To agonize. But it's so hard, Pastor. What I'm going through is so hard. It's agony. Yeah, it is. And you keep fighting right through that agony. You keep fighting right then. I see a lot of the ball players. We've got several ball players here this morning. Isn't that what practice is like sometimes? Say, it's agony. And the only thing you can see is, you know, practice will be over eventually. You know what I mean? I'm going to get that shower. I'm going to get out of this crappy clothes I got on. And I'm going to get clean. And I'm going to go eat like a pig. But to agonize. Fight. Fight. We've been called to eternal life. This calling is worth what? Fighting for. Timothy, fight, man. Sick of hearing you complain. I can hear Paul say that. Defend the faith, man. Paul had a lot of people quit on him. He didn't want Timothy to be on that list. Matter of fact, Paul wrote many times, I don't have anybody. Didn't he, preacher? Many times he didn't have hardly anybody. And he won more to Christ than probably anybody. So stick with it. We're almost done. Come on. Last word. So first one was how to stick with it. Flee, follow, fight, and be what? Be what? We can make excuses when it gets hard and make bad choices. And sometimes when we make those bad choices, it's hard to get back up on the horse. You hearing me? Be faithful. Be faithful. I give you charge in the sight of God who quickens all things and before Christ Jesus who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good profession. Listen, God can quicken all things. You feeling down? Let me tell you something. Listen, He brought Jesus back to life. He can bring you to life again. You press in toward Him and He'll give you the strength of what you need. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Which in His times He shall show who is the blessed and only potentate. That's a big, nice word. Say that last part with me. The what? And the Lord of lords. you keep your commitment to Jesus Christ until the day you stand before Him. And don't you quit on me. That's what Paul's saying. That's what I'm saying to you. Why would you quit? What's the option? Doesn't look good out there to me to quit on Jesus. You hearing me? Who only has immortality. If you want immortal life, friend, you better hang it on Jesus, because He's the only one that has it. Dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Faithful. What's the word mean? Say it with me. Can be what? To what? How do I stick with it? Be faithful. Be depended on to obey. Stay with it. Jesus Christ, the ultimate commander-in-chief, has commanded us to guard at all costs the deposit of faith that we've been entrusted with. You guard that at all costs. That treasure that you have. Now in earthen vessels. He lives in me. How can I separate myself from Him anyway? He's with me. Don't quit, He's saying. Be faithful. What we got, Raj? Hello. Old Timothy, keep that which is committed to your trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings. You got a babbling man or a babbling lady out there? Hey, avoid them. That's what he said. And oppositions of science, falsely so called. You got people always wanting to tell you about the Big Bang and the Big This and the Big That. Go say, hey, bye. I'm not going to disagree with the first verse in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, period. Yeah, and plus I've got my own eyeballs and my own brain to figure this stuff out. Dude, okay? If a watch can't blow up and put itself together, I don't think the planet can. Throw a computer on the floor and see if it turns into a cell phone. It doesn't. Okay, I'm not going to believe that mess. I don't care what you say. I'm going to avoid this kind of talk and spinning this kind of mess in my brain. Are you hearing me? That's what he's saying to him. Which some professing have what? Concerning the what? You're not smarter than God's Word. The best place you'd ever get. You want to really not quit on God? Don't think you're smarter than Him. You hearing me today? Arguing with the Bible. All this ain't true. Have you lost your mind? How in the world are you going to pick out the good parts and, oh, but I don't believe this? It doesn't fly, dude. Be faithful. Believe God. A lot of people, they've erred from the faith. Are we done? Wow, we made it. Let's review. Here we go. Four words. Can we say them loud? Here they are. I'm going to give you a little hint. Flee, follow, fight, and faithful. Here we go. Ready? Flee! Follow! Come on! And be? One more time. Flee! Follow! Fight! And be? If you want to stick with it. Did you hear me today? Did you hear the message from the old preacher today? Okay, to young Timothy. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good word for our hearts.